WLV in Belton, South Carolina.
Good afternoon. This is W4HI Portable. My name's Bruce, B-R-U-C-E. Seneca.
HR Portable, Bruce, in Seneca. Good afternoon, sir. The name is Mark here, and we are between Belton and Honeypath, and you've got a great signal just pounding in here, so you must be making it to the repeater very, very well. Full quieting, and we're getting some rain at long last, so we're just praising God and very excited to have some rain. It's been very dry. Many of the rains have passed us by in our particular location, and glad to see some respite with the rain. Are you getting any rain, or have you had precipitation in Seneca? Over.
I think the name's Park. You might correct that. Good signal. Got a little noise on the signal, but I don't know. I'm actually operating from my garage right now with a mobile antenna. But we got a great rain yesterday. It was over a period of about 30 to 45 minutes. Pretty good straight down rain. We just moved into a new house, so we have a budding yard in the back part of the house, and I can use it. But you're right. Everybody's been getting, you know, the precipitation has been 50 to 70%. But I'm glad I don't take many lotto tickets because, yeah, we've missed most of them. But who knows? Today might be your lucky day, which is your lucky day. So it's nice to hear. And you're right. But that's typical summer weather. We just moved back to the area. We lived here once before on Lake Hartwell for a long time. And just moved. We just built a house just south of Seneca. W4HI, Whiskey for High.
Hi, sorry, Bruce. Whiskey 4, Hotel India. This is Alpha Foxtrot 4, Lima Victor. You did get my call sign correctly. The name is Mark, Mike Alpha Romeo Kilo. I'm a transplanted Michigan boy. Sounds like maybe you've lived in the north, but you live somewhere else other than South Carolina, I think. But fine business on that. Actually, correcting my faulty memory, we did get a rain yesterday. We were up in Greenville, and we missed it. But we did see the evidence of it when we came down, and folks here said that it did rain hard for a few minutes, so we were very grateful for that. So hopefully the vegetables and fruit trees and berries and so on are getting some additional help. You get tired of carrying those 5-gallon buckets of water and dragging the hose around and doing the watering and so on, but that's part of it, and we're really glad to have a little space here to be able to garden, and very good. So you're building a house. We have this in common. I do not yet have a base station 2-meter antenna, so I'm using a mobile mag mount 2-meter antenna up on a metal pole with a little ground plane around it, a flat piece, 2x2 flat piece of sheet metal, and that may explain the noise on the signal, but at least we're making it to the repeater, and so I'm very thankful for that. So W4HI, AF4LB, over.
Station, it's in one of the guest bedrooms there for now. We do plan on building a radio shack outside of the house and a building, but that's not till earliest is this fall. Hey, I got a nosy cat that wants to throw all my stuff off the screws that I just put out here in the garage. So I'm going to sign with you there, Mark, and I think I got it, Mark. And thanks so much for coming back, W4HI.
All right, Bruce, very good. W4HI, AF4LV. Well, I'll let you go. And you didn't say where you're from, but you don't need to share that. But anyway, nice to have you back in South Carolina. I've lived here many, many years. So I'll say 73, and really nice to meet you, and best wishes as you get that house built. And I'm sitting out here in a little shed attached to the back of the garage. So I'm not in the house with this shack. Anyway, all the best to you. Take care. Hope to talk to you soon. W4HI, AM4LV.